Lauryn Hill, Turn Your Lights Down Low. That's off the album Chant Down Babylon. It's 3:30 on a Monday afternoon, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me right now, Andrew J. Smith. I like the J, Andrew. It's very posh. Hey? What does the J stand for?
John.
There we go. Author of an ebook that I found absolutely intriguing, because the poetry was extraordinary. And it's very, very short and concise. Almost, I was expecting when you said e-book that I was going to be wading through an enormous tome of, you know, and one wonders whether you're ever going to be able to get to the end of some of these ventures into the unknown, depending, of course, on the style. I was very delighted to receive your e-book, or the first one. It's like almost a teaser.
Yes. Yeah.
And to discover that, A, you can write, and very well.
Thank you.
And B, that it was actually very profound. And it was an interesting, I don't want to use the word religious, because religion is sometimes mistaken for propaganda in various forms. But in your sense, I get the idea that you are a spiritual man of depth. And I wanted to question you on that today. So it's good to have you in the studio for the afternoon show.
Great.
How did you embark on this journey of writing?
I was in grade 8 when a school teacher gave us the normal assignment of writing, what did you do in your school holiday? And I thought, oh, you know, the boring stuff, you know, we went for this and then we did that. So I came up with the idea of a daydream. And I wrote all about a daydream. It had nothing to do with, the day-by-day school holiday. And she came back to me and said, this is amazing. Everyone else had written like a journal.
Yeah.
And she said, this is it, boy. Keep it up.
So that was standard 8. What school were you at?
I was at the Benoni Technical High School.
You see, now, this is interesting, because possibly not a school that was acknowledged as a great cultural institution. I don't know, I say that with love and respect, because I grew up in Benoni as well, and I know that school very well. I was at Boxburg High, by the way.
Yeah.
Another institution that wasn't exactly renowned for its cultural depth. But we
had a good time there.
Well, exactly. And no doubt there were wonderful teachers buried in these institutions, and you obviously were fortunate to have one. And that encouraged you, and obviously that was wonderful, because creativity is one of the very few things that is going to be left once the artificial intelligence revolution has taken hold properly.
Yes, yeah.
And I think that people that have the ability to use creativity productively are going to be in huge demand. And I think when you talk about the written word and what that can evoke in terms of hope and courage and overcoming fear and consternation, and just generally speaking, pointing you on a path of possible joy. You know, this is we don't have long on this journey. We don't know how long we've got, but it's not long. And one can either be inspired and do wonderful things, or you can go the other way. And I think good writing, it tends to be priceless in that regard. So let's talk about your ebook, the teaser, which is available at the moment, and pretty much, I suppose, going out as exactly that. If you read the teaser, as I've done, and would like to then get hold of the main attraction, when is that going to be out?
Yes. So at the moment, the book is in the final formatting. So it's just getting the layout ready for printing into a printing format.
So it's going to be printed?
It will be a hard copy, but it's going on to all of the platforms like Amazon and Take A Lot, Barnes & Noble.
All right.
Those sort of platforms.
And what is the theme?
So the theme of that is it starts off, it's the first in a trilogy. Three doors. We go through three doors in life. And so the first one is very much around the knocking on the door of being invited into a relationship with Jesus. So he says, I stand at the door and knock. You know, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and whoever opens, I will enter and sup with him. So there are probably, I think, is about 40 poems and prose around that theme of being invited into that relationship. And then the others follow on from that, which I won't divulge now, but there are three other doors. The last one, of course, you know, where, as you mentioned just now, we're not here for. We're here for approximately 70.
If we're lucky.
If we are, that's right.
Or maybe if we're unlucky.
Well, yeah, who knows, you know. And so that's really the last door. But yeah, so that's the theme of the book that's coming out. The title is Love Jesus, Love Coffee.
It's an intriguing title because they're not exactly in the same kind of realm, really, when you think about Jesus and coffee. They tend to be in mutually exclusive places in one's mental cerebellum.
Yes.
But you managed to bring them both together quite nicely.
So that, yeah, the thing there is that, you know, there is another thing of, you know, we can be too spiritually minded to be no earthly good. And there's nothing wrong with a cup of coffee. There's nothing wrong with a glass of wine. Those are the things we enjoy here.
You obviously are deeply spiritual person, and you derive a lot of strength from your faith. Yeah. Have you always been a believer? Have you always been on this journey, or is this relatively new?
No, it's not new. I think, you know, like a lot of people you talk to, I was sent to Sunday school.
In Benoni. It was a fairly terrifying. I rebelled against that completely. I wouldn't go.
Yeah, and I was in the Anglican Church. And,
really, in Benoni?
Yeah.
St. Dunstan's.
St. Dunstan's and All Souls up in Rhinefield.
I know them all. How about that?
Yeah. So, yeah, there was some. I always joke about the confirmation classes. There was one girl in particular that, I mean, she got me there every week.
Ah. That is a common theme as well.
That was the journey. And only in later life did I really, you know, I got serious where I was convicted. And I always say that, you know, the journey it's about 30 centimeters. It's from your head to your heart. You can have it in your head your whole life. And if it never hits your heart, that's it. So that journey from my head to my heart happened in about 1989. Yeah, around about 89.
Was there a moment that you can recall that
yes,
it struck you?
Yes, yeah, very, very much so. There's a poem in Love Jesus, Love Coffee, and a little bit of prose about that, about where I was just sitting in a service and I started crying, and the sermon was nothing to do with salvation or anything. And I just sat there and I realized that I had God's grace. All the stuff I had done in my life, we grew up in Benoni, we know, you know, and all the stuff I'd done in my life, and I was accepted by God and by Jesus, and he died for my sins. And I wasn't actually living for this period. I'm actually living in eternity already. This is just a sojourn until I get there.
Wow.
And that kind of did it. And, yeah, it hasn't been, you know, that wasn't like the fire was lit and I burnt forever and ever. And, you know, it's
the process.
I think for everybody, yeah, you know, things happen and life happens. And yeah, but your journey back and the journey, I think, solidified probably about 12, 13 years ago. When I realized, and there again, it was another one of those aha moments. I was in the shower, and things weren't going well in my life in general. And I just got this revelation that, you know what, you need to go and sort yourself out. Nothing else is going to come right until you sort yourself out. And I went for counseling. Which now is quite a common thing. Back then it was, especially guys, don't go for counseling because it's kind of weakness.
Yeah.
So I went for counseling, and that just, yeah, that really turned my life around in terms of the trajectory of my life, of where I was going and what I was doing. And only probably about 4 years ago, when people asked me what do I do? You know, there's always that question. Oh, yeah, oh, hi, Andrew. Yeah, so what do you do? And I, at the time, was, I still do a little bit of that, is I represent a software company, and I distribute software for them. And I used to say, well, you know, try and explain that. And then there again, the penny dropped, and I said, I'm a writer. Because I had been writing freelance for people. So there are various platforms on the internet, and I would get work from them, and I'd write, I wrote some autobiographies, self-help books, and quite a lot of short stories and things like that, and translation, English to Afrikaans, and Afrikaans to English translation. So that was, when I then said, okay, so I'm a writer, and I then started, you know, seriously. And then I also again came to the point where I thought, well, why am I writing for everybody else? About time I do some of my own stuff. And I was being encouraged. My wife was encouraging me to say, you know, people need to hear this stuff. Because I'd read it to her. You know, I'm so proud of my poem. And I say, look, yeah, can I read you my poem? And yeah. And she's been my best critic as well, because she's kind of helped to shape me into looking at it, you know, not just writing a poem and saying, okay, that's great. It's like, really, what does the reader get from my poem? I know what I want to say, but does the reader know? So she's helped me along those lines. So, yeah, I think that's kind of the journey. And more recently, what struck me is this AI. You know, I know it's coming. It's here. It's amazing. And I know people are worried. A lot of people are worried. My daughter, for one, who is content, she produces content for websites and companies and so on. And I've mentioned AI, and she said, if I hear anybody say AI again, I'm going to scream. And I said, but why? And she had this fear that it, you know, it's going to take her job. And I said to her, yeah, you know what? The secret is, AI is just a machine. And the best part about it is it's forcing us to become more human, because we've lost our humanity.
Very true.
You know, and we don't think. Things think for us. On Google, I'll get an answer. And we listen to anybody and follow anybody. And so, yeah, that's why the ebook, that's where that came from, was, you know, when last did you think about what you're thinking about?
That's actually more profound than you realize, dear listener. When last did you think about what you're thinking about? That's fantastic. Now, for anyone listening to us and wondering how they can get a copy of possibly the teaser first, how would they go about getting that? You've made it available on various platforms. Is there a link that you can let us know about?
Yeah, it's on Facebook, Instagram. You can follow me, AJS Writing. So it's all just lowercase AJS, my initial, and the word writing. So I'm out there. Looking for me, you'd find me either as AJS Writing or Andrew J. Smith.
So that there are two paths, and they will bring you to a really profound little tiny snippet of what you can expect from the bigger work, and that will be available shortly, or is it currently available?
Which one?
Your first book.
The first book, yeah. The first book. Love Jesus, Love Coffee is going to be probably the middle of March.
Okay, so it's imminent.
Middle to the end of March will definitely be out there, and it'll be, I have a website, which is, I probably will still change the domain name. It's AJS Coach, because that's also something that I do. But AJS Coach I've converted into my writing website. So if you're looking for AJSCoach.co.za, find me there, send me a message on that, just saying, because there is a section on there that says, you know, got any questions, you can fill it in, give me your email, and I will get you the teaser. I'll send you the when last did you think about what you're thinking about.
And that, dear listener, I can guarantee you will find interesting. Beautifully written, Andrew, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Some
profound stuff, which is easily accessible, easy to read, and I found it extraordinarily moving in a very simple way. I think is the best way to reach the hearts and minds of your market.
I'll tell you a funny story about that, because when you write, you know, there's lots of editing, and you write and you edit and you proofread, you edit and everything, you get it into shape and it's out there, and you kind of forget about it. You don't, you know, and in the final edit, you read the whole thing through, but you're reading it very critically. So when you invited me, I thought, I better read the thing again. So I printed it out and I read it and I thought, not bad. So I was chuffed with my work.
You were impressed.
I was impressed with my work as well. So that kind of ticked the box for me.
Well, that's absolutely fabulous. And there we leave it for today. But if you would like to get hold of a copy of that ebook teaser, AJS, or Andrew J. Smith, writer, and you'll be able to then immediately access some really profound writing from the North Coast to you, and hopefully it moves you as much as it did me. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show,
Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Much strength with the future of your
big privilege.
Powerful pen.
Thank you.
And the afternoon show continues.